Over the years, we've heard report after report about what might help premenstrual syndrome or PMS. Everything from a high-carb diet to progesterone supplements to evening primrose oil. How come doctors don't know for sure what will help? It's a common enough ailment. As NPR's Patricia Naiman reports, that's part of the problem.
Amorphous is the operative word here. There's no clear definition of PMS. Scientists don't know what causes it, and there's a huge array of symptoms. Psychiatrist Nada Stotland specializes in reproductive issues.
It's a constellation of physical and mental and behavioral symptoms, including being irritable, being bloated, having breast tenderness, snapping at people, crying easily, and as I said, over 100 different signs and symptoms.
With so many symptoms, it's difficult to figure out how to treat the problem. Over the years, researchers have published articles saying all kinds of things help PMS. Estrogen helps, progesterone helps, vitamins help. But Stotland says it's difficult to confirm any of these findings.
When you tried to compare, well, which treatment was better in a scientific way, you found that one group of investigators got their patients and defined them one way, and the other that published the other result had a different definition for PMS. And so how were you to compare?
Of course, researchers could take on the array of symptoms with a scientific study for each one. But at that point, Stotland notes, there are other considerations.
If some mood changes aren't severe enough to really interfere with someone's life, how much money, energy, et cetera, do you invest in studying it? Maybe it's just something we all have to live with.
For women who do suffer such severe symptoms of PMS that their jobs and relationships are in jeopardy, clinical trials have been done and have shown that antidepressants help. These women suffer from premenstrual dysphoric disorder, or PMDD. But that's not the case for the majority of women. At the OBGYN clinic at St. Barnabas Medical Center in New Jersey, women with PMS get pretty basic advice. Dr. Veronica Ravnikar suggests good nutrition, exercise, and stress management. And the advice with the biggest impact, she says, exercise.
I have to say that in encouraging patients to exercise, to programmatically say, if there haven't been individuals that have gone to a gym or have had an exercise program that they committed to at home, to say, this is medicine for me, I have to do it, this is not leisure activity. Can't tell you how many patients come back and say, yeah, I really do feel better when I exercise, even though I have to push myself to do it. And it's agony at times to get started. But when I finish, I feel better.
As for nutrition, Ravnikar says many patients are so worried about gaining a pound, they're on diets that are too restrictive. Three nutritious meals a day are important. So are multivitamins, especially since studies have shown vitamin B, D, calcium, and magnesium may help relieve PMS. And somewhat ironically, Ravnikar says patients should drink lots of fluids.
Somebody feels bloated, they say, well, I'm not going to drink any fluids. I'm going to get more bloated. It's just the reverse. The dynamics is such that you really need to be hydrated for kidney function to work properly. You just feel better. And also when you're exercising, you tend to get dehydrated, so fluid maintenance is important.
At one point, scientists thought that hormone surges caused PMS. Now it's believed that it's a subtle change in the balance of hormones. Finding out how that balance affects the brain and other parts of the body could help lead to new treatments for PMS. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.